full of horrific history, information, and traditions, as well as chilling poems and stories. And now, the weirdo you've been waiting for, the Halloween Haunter!
I am hesitant to tell of places that are now tourist traps, but the Winchester Mystery House in San Jose, California intrigues me, and I wanted to tell you about it. Sarah Winchester was born Sarah Pardee in lovely New Haven, Connecticut, to a prominent family. She was a charming and popular girl, and eventually fell in love with the son of the man who developed the Winchester repeating rifle, an innovation that advanced gun technology by years. The company prospered, thanks to the Civil War, and Sarah and William Winchester married in 1862. They had a daughter 4 years later, who died less than 2 weeks old. This devastated Sarah, who teetered on madness for nearly a decade. She finally was better, and returned to her home and husband, when William came down with tuberculosis. He died in 1881, leaving Sarah a widow, a rich widow, with more than 20 million 19th century dollars. They're much larger than 21st century dollars, you know. As you have heard in previous episodes of The Haunt, especially the Ouija board history, the 19th century was a time when Americans were looking to the supernatural for answers. Sarah went to a medium who told her that her husband was there, and that a curse was on her family which took William and the baby, and would take her too. The curse was the result of the rifle the family developed, and the thousands killed by it who were seeking vengeance. The medium went on to tell her she must leave New Haven and head west. Her husband would help find a home for her and the thousands of victims of the Winchester rifle, and she would have to keep building, because if she stopped, she would die. Wow, right? Sarah did head west and found a house in what is now San Jose, then a 6-bedroom under construction. She convinced the owner to sell the house and the considerable estate around it. She tossed the plans and built whatever inspired her. If she tired of something, it was demolished and replaced. Day and night, the best carpenters in San Jose worked on the house for 38 years. Straight. She had no real plan. Every morning they'd figure out what to build. She sketched plans out, and while they often didn't make sense, they were always interesting. Sometimes a plan wouldn't work out. Sarah simply had a room built around the mistake. Eventually, the house would grow to 7 stories, with staircases that led nowhere, hallways which would double back, skylights on top of each other, doors that would open to the outside from an upper floor, with no ledge, let alone a balcony, to protect from a multi-story fall. Many windows simply look into walls, and at least one is in a floor. Most of the windows had 13 panes of glass. The walls had 13 panels. Many floors had 13 sections, and nearly all the staircases had 13 steps. All this resulted in a house that looks crazy to us, but to Sarah provided a maze that would confuse the horrible men who'd been killed by the rifles, and thus protect her. The great San Francisco earthquake of 1906 nearly ruined the house. The top 3 floors basically fell off and were never rebuilt. The fireplace in the room Sarah was sleeping collapsed, trapping her. Sarah was convinced the spirits caused the earthquake because she was nearly finished with the house. I guess for some people it's all about them, isn't it? So she boarded up the front 30 rooms to trap the spirits and ensure construction would never be complete. Sarah died in September 1922, at the age of 82, after a séance with the spirits. The construction and extra materials were removed, and the house was sold. They're still not sure how many rooms there are. The first count was 148, but now they think it's about 160. The place is such a maze, it's hard to keep track. They say it took workers 6 weeks to get the furniture out, not just because the house is huge, but because stairs led nowhere, hallways twisted and turned, and it was just plain hard to find their way around. Of course, with such a history, the debate about whether or not ghosts really live there is lively. Many psychics have come away convinced Sarah was right, and many strange events and sightings have happened over the years. You name it, someone probably experienced it there. Is the house really haunted? Is the story of Sarah's motivations even true? Or was she just an eccentric wealthy widow who could do as she pleased? I think the story is true. I have no idea if there really are ghosts there. Luckily, you can see most of the rooms and go behind the scenes for just over $30 as I speak today. Less if you're old or young. All of the information is available at halloweenhaunt.wordpress.com, where you'll also find a link to our Twitter feed and Facebook page, and many more episodes.